Dipin the Goyal's temple gets investors' blessing. Government dials down Sanchar Sathi after privacy backlash. Grow dominates new SIP registrations in October. Meesho's Anchorbook sees 32 times demand, draws rupees 80,000 crore worth of bids.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's start with the story that has the startup world asking one question. How does Dipinder Goyal find the time? And another week, another Goyal venture making headlines. This time, it's Temple, his experimental wearable startup, and it's lining up a massive seed round, about $50 million. So for context, that's one of the largest seed raises India has seen in years, and Temple is barely, get this, 12 months old. And here's the interesting bit. The cap table is starting to look like a Zomato reunion. We have Steadview Capital, Y Capital, InfoEdge, and Peak 15 Partners or in advanced talks. Now, these are the exact same funds that backed Goyal when Zomato was just taking off. Now, Goyal and Temple employees will also write personal checks along with a bunch of Indian founders. The valuation is currently hovering around $125 to $130 million. So what does Temple actually build? Let me give you some context here. The company works on experimental health tech devices. Think of a patch that sits on your temple and measures brain flow continuously in real time. A pretty unusual product for a seed stage startup, but that seems to be the theme with Goyal's latest ventures. Temple is one piece of a much bigger puzzle he's been assembling. There's Eternal, Continue, the longevity project that Goyal is funding solo, and Lat Aerospace. All four companies function independently, but together they just show how aggressively he's diversifying beyond food delivery. So let's see where Temple's patch lands once the fundraising is formalized. All right, next story, where tech, government policy, and privacy concerns collided well loudly. We just spoke about it yesterday. The center's directive asking all smartphone manufacturers to pre-install the Sanchar Sathi app has triggered one of the biggest tech policy debates of the year. Critics say this mandate is disproportionate and risks normalizing surveillance. And the government says the app is optional, user-controlled, and meant to curb fraud. And the gap between those two positions is well wide. Digital rights experts have flagged the technical red flag. System level apps typically require deep permissions, and that's the issue. In fact, Mishi Chowdhury of SFLC.in told Money Control that making the app unavoidable removes meaningful consent, which goes against the spirit of the new DPDP Act. She also warned that these kinds of systems tend to create function creep over time, where tools quietly evolve into something more intrusive. In fact, Sumyesh Srivastava of the Quantum Hub agreed that the goal, reducing phone-based fraud, is legitimate, but argued the method isn't. And ASA Center's Meghna Bal also said that the centralizing nationwide device and SIM-level functions in one app raises the consequences of any single vulnerability. And on the political side as well, the backlash was even sharper. Congress leaders KC Venugopal and Karthi Chidambaram called the move unconstitutional and invasive. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya pushed back strongly, insisting Sanchar Sathi is optional, can be deleted, and works only after user activation. Now, smartphone makers including Apple, Samsung, Oppo, Vivo, and Xiaomi have just 90 days to comply, though Apple is expected to push back. Well, this debate isn't ending soon, and it has clearly moved far beyond just one app. All right, on to markets, where Grow continues to extend its dominance, this time in SIP registrations. So the platform accounted for 47% of all new SIPs added in India in October. Now that's roughly 2 million fresh SIPs in just 1 month. The next closest competitor would be Angel One, that has added about 5.7 lakh SIPs. And here's a telling comparison. The next four players combined manage only about 1.2 million. Now, Groww's mutual fund engine continues to anchor its business. About 53% of customer assets are in mutual funds, and nearly 80% of users start their investing journey through SIPs. The company listed recently, and its valuation has climbed sharply from around 65,000 crore to over 1 lakh crore. But to balance the picture, when we look at assets under management, traditional giants still rule the leaderboard. SBI remains at the top with 2.7 lakh crore in AUM, more than double Groww's 1.26 lakh crore. So while Groww dominates new inflows, the long-term asset stack is still led by banks and legacy players. But either way, the SIP pipeline continues to expand and Groww is right at the center of it. And finally, a big one in IPO land. Meesho's IPO has barely opened its anchor book and it already looks like one of the most aggressively bid offerings of the year. People familiar with the matter told us that the anchor tranche worth 2,439 crore rupees has been oversubscribed more than 32 times. Now, who's bidding? Pretty much every heavyweight, SBI Mutual Fund, Tiger Global and BlackRock led the demand. GIC, ADIA, Fidelity International, Bali, Gifford, Wellington and Goldman Sachs Asset Management all entered the fray. Dragoneer, Morgan Stanley, Counterpoint Global and Cora Capital are in too. And on the domestic side, Axis, Birla, Mirae and Franklin Templeton have shown interest in this IPO. Now, Meesho opens its IPO on December 3rd and closes on December 5th. The price band is set at 105 to 111 rupees a share, valuing the company at a shade under 50,100 crore at the upper band. Now, the company's performance in public markets will be closely watched, and the depth of the anchor response shows just how closely global funds are tracking this one too. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.